You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Let's walk the talk.
This is Clemens Maniatella
on 702.
25 minutes before 11 o'clock, I'm taking your calls now on 011-883-0702. I want to know, what is it that you miss about your childhood? I want us to reminisce about our childhood. What are the things you miss about your childhood? Obviously, no bills, no adulting responsibility. I was saying earlier that I miss what we used to do when we used to borrow each other clothes. And I don't know if that still happens today or if adults are comfortable with that. Huh? Does it still happen? I miss that. I used to say to your friend, hey, because you had a date or checker. We didn't have dates, never checker fell. And how your checker, when you used to, checker, it's like to go and see someone you're in a relationship with. And you stand outside their home and you whistle and they come out. And yeah, you chat there in the corner. Then they lied to their parents that, oh no, I'm going to the shop to buy airtime. That's basically, in a nutshell, what to checker is. So I miss, and you used to say to your friend, oh, please borrow me your Nike shocks or borrow me, you know, that t-shirt. And it was a normal thing. It was cool. But these days, I'm assuming people are so judgmental. Sia was saying that he misses not being exposed to urban life. He misses the rural lifestyle. I don't know if I miss that. I don't know. Things have become much easier now, and I'm very comfortable with that. And then here's what I really miss the most. Mantlwane. Mantlwane is, in English, playing house. So we used to play mantlwane a lot when we were children. And I remember we used to steal food. Like one will bring tomatoes, the other will bring like just one potato. And then we used to get these tin fish cans and sticks to cook. Huh? That was, now that I think about it now, I'm like, how did we not die from the dead and from the gems? I mean, we were cooking with like old tin fish cans. And we'll make the fire and make pap and then just mix up like tomato with the potato, you know. And then we used to have different households, and there would be households that had the best food, you know. You know, there were kids who were coming from really privileged families, and they would bring in some meat as well, maybe like two pieces of chicken. And then we used to fight to be the father. Remember? We used to fight to play the role of the father for many different reasons, because, you know, at the time, as the father, for some reason, you decide which cars are driven or how many cars we have. But one of the things I enjoy the most is about mantlwane, playing houses. It allowed your imagination to go wild. So you could have a house that has 5 bedrooms, but it's imaginary. You are the rich family that has 2 cars. Whatever roles you're playing. Do you remember that? Did you guys play mantlwane? Did you play house? How was it? So that's one of the things that I completely, completely miss. So I want to know from you on 011-883-0702. WhatsApp voice notes as well on 072-702-1702. Mix, you're calling from Edenvale. Hi.
Hi there. Hi, Clement.
Sure.
Well, you guys were asking what is the one thing or a couple of things that we miss as children. And being able to go down to Durban with your family. And number two, being able to walk in the streets after dark.
Yeah.
Like when I still remember my bedtime or my time to be home was when the street lights come on. You had to be home. You can't do that nowadays.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. And it used to take a village to raise a child. Not anymore. Like, I'm sorry, I'm uncomfortable with the village raising my child because things are just messy now. You cannot trust anyone. So I get what you're saying there, Mix. Thank you so much for calling. this guy on Renee on Twitter says, I miss electricity. And then on the WhatsApp line, someone says, I miss climbing our giant avocado tree and eating butter. Oh, What? Beating better? I think you mean better avocados that were free and didn't cost 30 rand each. Amy, you are right. Huh? How much is an avocado now? My goodness. Lesego, you're in Pretoria. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. I miss playing outside. Our neighbor had a tree of, is it blackberries or blueberries? Murbeila.
Oh, Murbeila.
I'm sure you know that.
Yes.
Yo, and you go home, your feet would be so dark underneath. Today, look how much we're paying for Murbeila and for Negrenade. I mean, these are stuff that I grew up to. But Clement, on the Mantwani sector,
yeah.
I think Vulela Maka, you like being the daddy for the other things that happened between Tupu Liloni. You know, you see that, that little passage between Tupu Liloni. We all know what happened there.
Why don't expose Alessio? Okay, I mean, we were children, okay, and we were naughty, obviously, and yeah, we know better now. But I mean, there was a time when you were attracted to your neighbor, and you're like, and the neighbor decides, yeah, I'm the mother. You're like, okay, I'll play the dad in that case. But it was fun. It was fun. The nice thing also is it happened in public, and I don't know how it happened in other settings. Like where I come from, in our villages, we used to just draw, like on the ground, like that's the bedroom. So that's the kitchen, that's this and that. And I'm assuming, like, for people who have better resources, like, you actually played in... Did you play in an actual house? Like, are there people who played house, like, in an actual house? Huh? I don't know. But we used to just draw on the floor. That's what we did. And yes, you're right. Yeah, it happened when you were young. Yeah, and then that neighbor who wanted to play mom and you were quick to raise your hand to to pronounce yourself as playing dad. What else do you miss? I asked my brother this morning what he misses, and he says he misses being a golden learner because he was very smart in high school. He used to be part of the top 10. I've been part of the top 10 too throughout my high school, but I used to be like number 8 of the best performing students. But he used to be like number 2, number 1, number 3. And he says he misses that because when he got to varsity, ish got real, right? Do you miss that? One of the things I miss is being a cheese boy. So where I come from in the village, if you have a cavella, please Google what a cavella is if you don't know a cavella. Cavella used to cost 1,000 rand. So it was a big thing in the township and in the village that, yo, if you have a cavella and you have a gold tooth, you are the cheese boy. And I was the cheese boy because I had the gold tooth. Was it L or U? So there were different letters you could put. I had the U. Eh? No, my brother had the U. I had the L. I had the L gold tooth. Oh, that's one part about my life that I wish didn't exist because it's so bloody embarrassing. Zebedia. You calling from the Johannesburg CBD. Good morning.
Hello, how are you, Clement?
Kimnat, how are you doing?
I miss Christmas, my brother.
Ah, Christmas clothes.
With jam, and there were plates reserved for Christmas. There were cups reserved for Christmas. It was just nice, man.
Yeah, and the clothes, did you guys have Christmas clothes as well?
Yes. Oh, you like, till this day, the thing that I like to eat, man, is the thing that we would eat during those Christmas days. So, like, biscuits, the coke.
Oh, that is so cool. The custard. Oh, yeah. Zebedia, thank you. Christmas. I missed the Christmas clothes. Oh, but there were years, and I'm sure this is applicable to many other people. There were years when my parents didn't have money to buy us Christmas clothes. And, yeah. When we were children at the time, it was one of the most difficult years. We didn't look forward to Christmas because they didn't buy us the Christmas clothes. One of the things I miss, actually, I'd forgotten about is custard. You know when you cook custard? What do you call that thing at the bottom when you cook custard? You know, when it gets...
702.
Call Clement
on 011-883-0702.
9 minutes after 11, before 11 o'clock. My goodness, you guys are reminding me of a lot of things. It's so funny. Paula, you're in Kalinen. Good morning.
Morning. You know what I miss most is going on holiday to Mozambique.
Yeah.
And going and eating custard apples. You don't see them in this country anymore.
What is it? What's that made of?
A custard apple. It's a fruit.
Oh, so okay? It's a fruit.
Yes. It looks like a glorified heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Oh.
Some people also call it an ox heart.
Oh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
But when you cut into it, it's got these little black pips in it, and you spoon the white flesh out. It is divine. And smell is delicious. One of the best fruits you get in the world.
Oh, wow. I'm going to try Google it now, Paula, so I can check it out. I've never heard of it. I've never seen it. So how do you... So we don't have it here.
We do now.
Oh, okay.
Because I managed to get some, and I've got it planted in my yard.
Yeah, please. And when it starts growing, send me some, Paula, please. I'd like to, I'd like to taste it. Thank you, Paula, in Cullinan. Custard apple. It's a fruit. Never heard of that. Never had it either. Sipho in Joburg. Hi. Hello, Sipho.
Hi, Matimok. How are you?
Kimonat, how are you doing?
Hi, Kisha.
What do you miss?
How's that, Mankwane?
Yeah,
Black Man Patile. You forgot to mention Black Man Patile.
Yes, hide and seek.
This one. You know, whenever they say, hey, Kaswa, you follow her.
Lisile.
You have a very big yard. No, you just look at her. This one. When they say Kaswa, you go with it.
My home, I remember when my parents were building a house at home, so it was incomplete. So that was the best place to play Black Mamba Ntile because there were rooms and it was dark. And so we used to play there. It was very, 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 very interesting game, Black Mamba Ntile. But Bosipho were very naughty. Very naughty. Joseph in Pretoria, hi. Hello, Joseph.
Hello, Simon. How are you?
Sharp. How's it?
Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, the one best part, like your Christmas, but you know, you won't believe me. What about you, okay?
So, okay. No, I don't.
So, opinion, man. Bye. Why one until by or a papa gala teaching up in the sailor or in your one later in the zoo? So, just who could make a job so. It was my Christmas joke.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, good idea. I said, take us up, like Bushman. You know how the Bushman is?
Yeah.
Bushman kids. Yes, Nana Japara Yala on Christmas time. Okay, only one from like some Christmas day, banana seats you are very smart. Then your parents will say, go and meet those kids. You are like, nah, I'm not gonna run around with them. Because now I'm a bit different from them. Just one more kid, so now I care. So I must go involve myself.
I've got you. Joseph in Pretoria, thank you. And yeah, we don't say that word anymore. Joseph mentioned the B word. There are many, many people that find that offensive. But I hear what you were saying there, Joseph. Let's take some voice notes as well on 072-702 and 702.
Hi, Clement. Delegi here, man, in Nelstrom. Ish. Give me some cola di chi, man. It's called Lucas. Lucas Hunting.
Yes.
Those were the good days.
Yeah, those were the good days. Someone else says, yeah, when you used to go check on your partner, and then some of us didn't know how to whistle, so we would be outside the house and start just clapping our hands. Yeah. I also didn't know how to... That's the best I can do. Eh? That's my whistle. And that's the best. There's some people who are really good at it. Yeah. So, Hucheka, when you used to go check your partner, that's really how. Oh, there was Megxit as well. Remember Megxit? Someone says on the WhatsApp line, I miss Megxit. Clement, I always suspected you were a cheese boy. No, I was a very much of a cheese boy. Yeah. And when we were young, we used to be friends with people who were also cheese boys. Like, you know, there was a guy who used to stay by my street, and he had a Gold as well, and he had a Cavella. So we grouped each other like, oh yeah, do you have a Gold? Okay, come join the Cheese Boy group.
Hi, Clement. I miss my childhood friend. We used to get you up to no good. So You know, sometimes when you grow up, you look back and laugh at yourself. Unfortunately, he has passed on, so I miss him and the things we used to do when we were kids.
Thank you. Bye. Very naughty. No, cheese boys. No, so we were not snobs, right? I mean, we were in the village. How can we be snobs? It was just, it's the snob version. It's a snob version in the village, though. Like, if you've all you needed to do is have a gold tooth and have a Cavela or have a Nike Shox. And I had one and mine was fake. But all you needed is have a Nike Shox. That's it. You are a cheese boy. That's how we used to determine what a cheese boy is in the village.
Yo, Clement, when you talk of those old days, I really miss those days, I'm telling you. You know, Tina, at home, like, you know, it's mountainous, the area is mountainous. So we used to go up the hill, we pour some water, we slide down, you know, like sitting in the mud, and you slide down, run, jump, and you slide down, go down like that, you know. Mm. Oh, and we'll enjoy that. But you know, when you're getting back home, all your pants, your clothes are muddy. You are muddy. You're supposed to bath, and you're taught you bath in cold water. Hey, those days. Yeah.
Clement, just speaking to Taviso here. What I miss most when I'm still young is when, let me say, during Christmas time, you know, Christmas clothes and everything. We will go from house to house, you know, and eating the whole day, eating from each and every family we visit. The whole day we'll be eating.
Wow, the whole day. Imagine. I miss Trooper as well. Remember Trooper? Oh, that was the best.